line, and I am going to turn this portion of the prayer over to Mother Betty Buchanan. Betty, you here? Unmute your line, Betty. I see you. You got your line muted. Unmute it, baby.
Okay, did I unmute it?
There you go. Yes, ma'am. There you go.
Good morning, everybody. God is good. God is good. A little hoarse this morning, but he's good. He woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're speaking, as Pastor Lenore said, on election. I'm with the president. Excuse me. I'm with speaking a little on the president and the vice president, which comes under leadership. I have a couple of verses I'd like to read to you. First one is Mark 1, 16 through 20. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea for their fishers. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little farther thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him. The next couple of verses I have is Acts 16, and that's start with 30 through 34. Okay, that is, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they spoke unto him in the words of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith. Every day we are leaning on the Lord, and we are trusting in his holy word. Oh, and he's never failed me yet. I'm singing, oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. The devil is busy, but I want to sing, and I'm going to sing. My throat's a little scratchy, but God is good. He's always good. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As I said, we're speaking. I have the president and the vice president. Let us pray. Good morning, Heavenly Father. God is good to all. Hallelujah. God is good. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. You've given us, thank you, Lord, for last night's rest, for our families. Thank you, Lord, for your healing, forgiveness. We love you, Lord. We thank you for everything. We thank you, Jesus, keeping our families through the night, Lord. We have so much to thank you for. We, dear God, we have come this far by faith. Hallelujah. And we're asking you to continue to guide us, Lord. Use our minds through this voting, Heavenly Father, time. We thank you for your guidance, Heavenly Father. We thank you through the years and with the presidents and the vice presidents. We thank you for them all, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your protections over all of them, dear God. Dear God, thank you, Lord. We are praising your name. We give you the name because we know you are in control, Heavenly Father. We thank you. We pray, Lord, that we all will vote, dear God. Heavenly Father, we will vote, Heavenly Father. We know that nothing can be done. No one can do anything because, Heavenly Father, you are in control, and without you, nothing can happen, Heavenly Father. We praise your name, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the president that's in service right now, Jesus. We thank you that you kept and protect him and everyone, Heavenly Father, through this far, Heavenly Father. And our new year is coming up to be have another president, dear God. We ask you to guide us, Heavenly Father. We praise your name. We ask you to guide us, Heavenly Father. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We praise your name, Heavenly Father. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Guide our minds, Heavenly Father. Guide our thoughts, Heavenly Father. Just let us vote if it is your holy will. We praise your name, Heavenly Father. Blessing all, dear God. Cleanse our minds. Cleanse our hearts. We need you, Lord. We need you, Heavenly Father. You are in control, Heavenly Father. All leadership is important, dear God. All leadership is important. But we're nothing we can do because you are in control, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing the sick, Heavenly Father. Touching our bodies, Heavenly Father, from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, dear Heavenly Father. We praise your name, Jesus. Bless us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give us strength, Heavenly Father. Give us the words, Heavenly Father, to say to someone else, to lead you to do, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless you, Heavenly Father, to our spiritual father, Heavenly Father, Bishop Clark. Continue to lead him, Heavenly Father. Guide him, Heavenly Father, as he teaches us, he preaches us, he guides us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for him, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless him as he travels to and from, Heavenly Father. And bless his wife, Pastor Lenore, Heavenly Father, as she stands closely by his side. We thank you, Jesus. And to bless their family, if it is your holy will, we thank you. And then all the ones, Heavenly Father, all over that's with us on this line, Heavenly Father, bless their churches and their families and their homes, Heavenly Father. We praise your name, Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear God. Hallelujah. We praise your name, dear God. We thank you and we love you, Heavenly Father. We love you with the love of our hearts, dear God. We praise your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise your name, Heavenly Father, that you bless the body of Christ assembly, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus. Bless all our families and all, Heavenly Father. Bring us closer together, Heavenly Father, and all the ones that's with us, Heavenly Father, and that our bishop, that's under our bishop, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, lead them, Heavenly Father. We praise your name. We thank you, dear God. We thank you. There's nothing we can do. We just thank you for our food, our clothing, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for taking care of us each and every day, dear God. We thank you, Lord, as you lead and you guide us, because there's nothing we can do without you, Heavenly Father. We praise your name, dear God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, during this presidential time, Heavenly Father, bless us to vote. Let us just go and vote, Heavenly Father. We know it's needed, Heavenly Father. Just let us vote, Heavenly Father. Guide our minds, Heavenly Father. Got our minds. I can't say to the ones, Heavenly Father, who to vote for, but just let them vote, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you for everything, Heavenly Father. We praise your name, dear God. Bless us, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless our families, Heavenly Father, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, Heavenly Father, our relatives, Heavenly Father, far and near, dear God. We thank you. Bless this prayer line, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus, for it. Increase our prayer line, Heavenly Father. Bless us all. Bless all the prayer leads, the prayer holes, and all, Heavenly Father. Bless us, Jesus. Guide our minds, Heavenly Father. We want to walk with you, Jesus, close to you, Heavenly Father. We praise your name because there's no one else but you that can help us, Lord. Hallelujah. We need your help, Heavenly Father. We need your wisdom. Oh, hallelujah. God, you are in control, dear God. But let us, leadership is important, Heavenly Father. We know. But we pray for whoever wins in all leaderships. But just, Heavenly Father, as we concentrate on our president and the vice president, Heavenly Father, and take care of all of them in Jesus' name, I thank you and I praise your name and I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Heavenly Father. And we bless you, Lord. We turn this other part of the prayer line open to our host, Pastor Lenore. We thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Buckhannon. We glorify God. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this morning. Again, this week we'll be praying for all the government branches, the officials, the mayors, the Senate, the Congress, House of Representatives. We're praying for every branch of government there is. Hallelujah. We're not giving our views. We're not giving our opinion as to who should win or who to vote for. But we're praying that whoever the Lord puts in office, hallelujah, will be the right, it will be God's choice. And we thank God. And we're praying that they're anointed and they're looking out for us. And so this week, again, we're praying for all the government officials and all the different branches. And we glorify God. As Scripture says, where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. And so we're praying, you know, in Psalms it says, a nation that forgets God, hallelujah, shall be cast into hell. And so we're trying to make sure we turn ourselves over, back over to the Lord. You know, this nation was founded on the Christian principles, and so we're trying to make sure, hallelujah, we turn ourselves back to God. Thank you, Jesus, and we glorify him. All right, I'm going to turn this portion over to Sister Mildred. But, Mildred, before you come, I do want to ask everybody, make sure you sow a seed. You can do that at ekcministries.org, or you can do it at our Cash App, which is $Bishop Eric Clark. Again, you can go to our website, ekcministries.org, and as you're there, there are some things on that website that may interest you, and we're asking you to make sure you look at it and be fed. There's a lot of food on that website, and so we're asking you to go forth, find the food that you need that'll bless you, hallelujah, and go forth with it. Okay, now I'm going to turn this portion over to Sister Mildred. Sister Mildred.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. My Mildred Lanier, my topic is the United States Constitution. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land and the foundation of the U.S. government. Father, we pray this morning. We thank you and we bless you, God, for being holy and for being who you are. We thank you, Jesus, on this morning, God, for giving us mercies another morning, God, for waking us up this morning, for allowing us to pray this morning and come before you, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your word being one of the sources that influenced the creation of the United States Constitution. We thank you, Jesus, for the Constitution recognizing the human need for law and order, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs for law and order, Father. It is the Constitution that acknowledges we are the people. We are the human beings of one blood and one body. We are the people, God. It is you who have made us, Father. We are your people and the sheep of your pastures. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Father, we thank you on this morning. We thank you for the Constitution being there to establish justice for us, God. We thank you for the Constitution being there to secure us, oh God, to secure us and protect us as a United States citizen. And we thank you for the Constitution being there to bring peace within our country, to allow states to come together, to allow states to rise up against other gods. It is our Constitution that wrote religions, oh God, being free of serving any type of religion, oh God. It is in our Constitution, oh God. Father, we pray this morning as we live our lives in reverence of you, God, that you will bring satisfaction and peace to us. We thank you, Father, for seeing beyond our faults and seeing the need of our nation needing law and order, God. God, You are the one that supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. And, Father, there is no authority except you, God. You are our authority, God. Instruct us, God, and guide us and give us the way, oh, God. Show us which way to go even when this election comes, God. We thank you, Jesus, for the amendments that you put in the Constitution. We thank you even for the Bill of Rights. But we give you greater thanks, oh, God, for your law, for the law that you've given us as we abide under this Constitution, God. We thank you for your law, God, of love. We thank you for your law that you gave us to remind us of our sinful natures, oh, God. We thank you for your law that you gave us to teach us the ways of righteousness. And we thank you for your love, to love you and to love others, oh, God, the love that you've given us, oh, God. We thank you for your law of obedience, oh, God. And we thank you for your covenant in your law that you've given us, oh, God. We thank you for the Bill of Rights. We thank you for the first 10 amendments that was put into the Bill of Rights. But there's no amendments like your 10 commandments, oh, God. It is your 10 commandments that we establish worship with, oh, God. It was your 10 commandments that taught us how to adhere to the law, that has given us grace to adhere to the law, oh, God. And we thank you for that, God. We serve you and we bless your name on this morning, oh, God. We thank you for the United States Constitution, God, that was given to us to abide by the law, that was given to us to abide by your ways, that was given to us to abide by the laws and obey the laws of the land, oh, God. But we know that you hold all things in your hand. We know that you are the law of the land. We know that you serve all things, God, and we lift you up even on this morning, God. We thank you for your everlasting word that's unchanging, oh, God. We thank you for the United States Constitution, oh, God. But there's things that went on in the Constitution that has touched our hearts when we had to see injustice, oh, God, when we had to see discrimination and things of nature that just didn't sit well with us, oh, God. But in the law of their law, we trust your law, oh, God. It was your law that set the captives free. It is your law that allowed us to understand. It is your law that gave us knowledge and wisdom. And your law allowed us to, gave us coping skills to cope with the law of man, to cope with the knowledge of man, to cope with... It was your law, God, that gave us ways to cope, God, as we trusted in you, as we acknowledged you, as we believed in you, as you covered us and shielded us, oh, God. We thank you for the laws of the land. We thank you for obedience of the land, God. But we continue to pray for our strength, God, as we adhere to the Constitution, as we adhere to the things that we see before our eyes, the corruption, the distrust, God, the distrust in our laws, the distrust in our Constitution. But even in it all, we pray for them, God. We pray for them. We pray that you even cover them, God. We pray in our hearts that you keep them, God, even as you set people in place going forth in this 2025th election, God, 2024, oh, God. We pray that you put people in place that will lift up their hands before you, God. We know that you don't make mistakes, God, and anything that you set in authority is for our good, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to lift up their hands, oh, God. Cover them in your blood, oh, God. Let them be righteous before your sight, oh, God. Let them lift up their hands before your people, oh, God. And even as we pray for them as they go into office, even as we pray for them as they go and take their seat, oh, God, let them have a will for your people, oh, God. Let them have a will and have a word, God. Give them a word that will save lives. Give them a word that will save lives of your people, oh, God, that will turn things around in this nation, oh, God, that will stand up for what you believe in and for what you put in their hearts, oh, God. But there is none like you, God, and we thank you on this morning. We thank you for your everlasting word and your word that's been the same from the beginning all the way up until our end, that your word has never changed in our life, that your word has kept us, your word keep us, oh, God. We thank you for our Constitution. We thank you for bringing structure into the world. We thank you for bringing laws that allow that we will have to obey that. We thank you for all that, but we give you honor this morning that we have you, God. We have you that can teach us and can keep us in the midst of what we see, God. We have you even when our minds are troubled and when we feel weary, even when we see the things that takes place in our government, oh, God. We have you to keep our mind on perfect peace, oh, God. We have you that we know all things work together for your good. We have you when we see injustice, oh, God. We have you when we feel weary and troubled, oh, God. We have you, God, when we see things that just don't look right and don't sit right in our spirit. It is you that come and comfort us. It is you that's compassionate to us, God, but we thank you for all that's been set in place even with our government, oh God. We give you thanks, God, for allowing the structure to even take place, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, on this morning. We give you praise. You are our Supreme Court, oh God. You are the Lord, our judge. You are our Congress. You are the Lord, our lawgiver and lawmaker. And you are our president. You are the King of all kings, God. And we trust you this morning. We trust you this morning, God. We trust you that for all that's going to take place and all things that take place and all that's before us, oh God. We touch you as we move forward in our present, oh God, with what's coming with the election, oh God. We pray for the people that's weary and troubled, that don't have you, God. We pray that you strengthen them and let your spirit be upon the nation, oh God. Father, the Constitution may be the law of the land, but your foundation is the land's nation, God. Your law is the foundation of the nation, oh God. And we trust you, God. We praise you this morning. We lift you up and we glorify your holy name. There is none like you, Father. You are glorious, oh God. And yes, you are the King of all kings. You are the Lord of all lords. And you are even the one that touched the hearts of the scholars and the forefathers to write the Constitution, oh God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all that you do. We thank you this morning, God. We pray, God, even when our constitutional rights have been violated. We pray even when they've been challenged, oh God, even with the schools and the students, oh God, when they said prayers and as they walked into the schools and when it was a time where prayer was said, when they were unified, holding hands, holding up one hand to their heart, pledging allegiance to the flag, under one nation, under God. When it was a time when they read scriptures in school, when they said prayers to you, God, when their constitutional rights was challenged, oh God. Father, we pray that you bring those days back to our children, oh God, when they can stand in unity, oh God, before you and say prayer in your name and read a scripture in your name, God, when they can stand into unity, oh God, and receive your peace and your blessing upon their life as they're entering into the school systems, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that things change, oh God, even in our Constitution, oh God. We thank you for your word being everlasting, oh God. We thank you for your word being true. We thank you for your word being the word that just glorify our life, God, and reveal light into our life, God. We thank you, God. Yes, we obey the laws of the land, God. Yes, we honor you, God. Yes, we obey the laws that you have set forth in the land, God, but we also pray that the time will come when prayer comes back into the school that our children will be covered, oh God. We pray, God, that the constitutional challenge will bring prayer back into the school for our children, oh God, when your light shined upon them, God. Yes, you cover the school, and yes, they're covered by your blood, but unity, God, unity, unity, God, unity, God, when they have you in one heart, one soul, one mind, and one spirit. Father, we thank you on this morning. We lift you up on this morning. We magnify your holy name, for there is none like you, God. We give you honor and glory, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for our Constitution. We thank you for our Congress. We thank you for our Supreme Court. We thank you for all that you put in place, oh God. We even thank you for the house of God that you've given us, oh God, to come to and reverence you and lift up your holy name and sing holy, 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 and know that you alone are worthy, and know that you are good, and know that you do all things according to your will, your purpose, and your glory. We give you honor on this morning, oh God. We lift you up, God. We thank you, Lord, for being our shepherd. We thank you for being our Holy One of Israel. We thank you for being our master, oh God. And we thank you for those that's running for president, oh God. We thank you for them, oh God. We thank you for every office that needs to be filled and everyone that has the heart to be a candidate, oh God. We thank you, God, as you fill offices this season, oh God. We thank you for the transition that's about to take place in America. Father, we know all things that work together for your good and all things are done for your glory, oh God. And we pray this morning that you use them, God. Use them for your glory. Use them to set standard in this America, oh God. Use them, oh God. And for those that goes to the line, God, that's troubled and weary, God, let us begin to minister to them. Use your people for your glory and let us minister to your people that you are worthy, oh God, and that you don't make mistakes. For those that don't know you, oh God, that trust in the government system, that's troubled about what's taking place here, or that's troubled about the candidates that's in position, oh God, let your people begin to minister to them as we go to the polls, God. Let us minister to them how good and faithful you are. Let us minister to them that we serve a God that owns a cattle on a thousand hills. Let us minister to them, oh God, that all the world is yours, oh God, and everything that is in it, oh God. Let us bring peace to their spirit. Let us be a light unto them, oh God, as you unify us at the poles, God. Let us be a light to those that need healing, oh God. Let us be a light to those that need understanding and wisdom and knowledge, oh God. Let your people show up and be a light, God, as we show up, God, as we show up in reverence of you, God. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mildred. Thank you. We were praying for the Constitution. Remember, all week we're praying for some branch of government, some branch of the official table. We're praying for every aspect of the judicial system. So if you have any concerns, anything, we're going to lay them at the feet of the Lord during this prayer time on all week. We're not giving our position or our view. We're just praying. And so I am thankful that you have joined us this morning. We're giving God praise for you. Hallelujah. We are steadfast on praying for each branch. Hallelujah. If I miss a branch, the Lord knows, but we're praying for as many branches as we can. If you need to leave, make sure you go to our website, ekcministries.org, and there you can find a lot of ministry there on the website. There's something there, I'm sure, for you. So make sure you go to our website again, ekcministries.org. If you like, we want you to, I know the Lord has been good to you, and I know you have a testimony. So we're asking that you upload your GPS, Guiding People to Salvation, which is a 1 minute or less testimony of how God has been, what God has done for you, how good he's been in your life. Do that, and we're going to make sure it's shared with many. And so as you share your testimony, we'll share your testimony. Hallelujah. So make sure, again, you go to ekcministries.org, and then as you're there, go to our giving portion and make sure you give your gift. We're ministering to all. We're ministering to hundreds and thousands. So make sure you go to our website, give your gift, and we will make sure the ministry reaches as many as we can. All right, I'm going to turn this portion over to Pastor Terry Buckner.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to be here this morning in the land of the living. It's good to be with the people of God, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you all for your wonderful service, all the prayer leads, all the prayer hosts. We thank you. We thank you. We appreciate you this morning. I'm going to read something in your hearing in James. And as we pray for all the city officials and those who will be elected and those who will come into office, we pray that they will be used by God. Pray that they would hear the voice of God when they're making their decisions. We pray that the Spirit of the true living God be upon them in Jesus' mighty name. Praying for all those on our prayer list. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick. Those who are in the rehabilitation centers, those that are at the nursing homes and the hospitals, those that are under the weather, we pray that God will keep them covered. God would use them in their facility to bring glory, of course, to God, but to minister to others in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the church over in Africa, the Pastor Pay and Pastor Walla. We pray that God would use them and give them great wisdom. We pray for Sister Keitha. We pray for all their co-workers. We pray for Sister Mina. We pray for Brother Derek and Brother Bernard. We pray that God would give them special healing, special touch, iron, in the name of Jesus, Mercedes, in the name of Jesus, all judicial branches, all the Supreme Court, all the House of Representatives, the Congress, the Senate, the state, those in City Hall, we're just praying for all these elected officials that they be used by God, that God would touch them in a special way, that God would give them the right things to say, that God would guide their hearts, guide their minds, and they will be led by Christ Jesus. In James, he says, in 1, he says, this letter is from James, the slave of God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm writing you to the 12 tribes, Jewish believers scattered abroad. Greetings. Dear brothers and sisters, when trouble comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. If anyone need wisdom, let him ask our generous God. He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver for a person who is divided, with divided loyalty is unsettled. And is like a wave of sea that is blown and tossed in the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. So if we need wisdom in this situation, in this time, this season, let us just ask of God. Real simple, just ask God. And he's going to give us the wisdom that we need to make the right decision and the right choices. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you and we glorify you this morning. Oh, Lord, we thank you and we glorify you. We trust in the true and the living God this morning, the God of heaven and the God of earth, the God that wakes us up each morning, the God that has his hand upon us, has his hand upon our children. We thank you, Lord, for the how you kept us all night long, even late in the midnight hour. You kept us at perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. We thank you, Lord. We appreciate you, how you raised us up out of our sick bed. We appreciate you when we were down and we was in a lot of pain and you took away all the pain. We appreciate you, Lord, that when we didn't know what to do, what to say, where to go, what direction to take, that you guided us like the good shepherd that you are. You guide us and you led us to green pastures. We thank you that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you that you're our leader. We have no confidence in man. Our confidence and trust is in you, the true and living God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're always near. We thank you, Lord, that you have always told us that you would not leave us, nor would you forsake us. We thank you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for all the school children are on their way to school this morning. They're on their way to the school bus this morning. In the mighty name, we pray for safety. We pray for a hedge of protection to be upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that when they get to school, they have a nice lunch. We even pray before they get to school that they would have a breakfast, something warm in their stomach. We pray right now. We pray that they had a nice sleep, that they had a comfortable rest. We pray that, Lord, that their home is secure, that the home place is warm. We pray against the spirit of the enemy that would try to confuse our little ones right now in the name of Jesus. We pray against that spirit right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for comfort and we thank you for peace, my God, and tranquility in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your strength that is upon us this morning as we begin to just give thanks unto God, who has always been with us, who has never left us nor forsake us. We thank you, Father. We thank you for those who may be less fortunate right now, those who don't have food in the cupboard, food in the refrigerator. We pray, Father, some kind of way that you would help them get that food, get that necessary heat on, my God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that there will be comfort in their homes. We pray the Spirit of the living God will bring peace in their home, peace to their situation right now. We pray for the less fortunate. We pray for those who don't know you in a personal way right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who don't trust in you right now in the name of, who don't lean upon you. My God, we trust in you and we lean to you, the Father, the author, the Father of our faith right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all past experiences. We draw strength from past experiences right now in the name of Jesus. We look back, Lord, and we know that it was you that brought us out back then, and you can bring us out today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Father, we rebuke the adversary right now. We rebuke the evil one that will come up against the people of God right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come against their mind and their thought pattern right now in Jesus' name. God, we ask for strength, Lord. Strength to rebuke that devil in the name of Jesus. Strength to fight again. Strength to live again. Strength to want to go forward again. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord, because you're good and faithful and kind and merciful. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you for self-control this morning. My God, in the name of Jesus, we know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but the pulling down of the strongholds. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, God, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty, or against us or against any member of our family right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we fight for those who cannot fight this morning. Hallelujah. We lift up a voice for those who cannot lift up the voice right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we call forth your love, your peace, your joy right now would surround us, surround every family member right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, minister to our mind. God, regulate our mind right now. Keep our mind stayed on thee in the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you. We say thank you, Father, because you're good. You're good and you're kind and you're merciful. God, you're so good. God, we thank you when you stepped inside the battle. Oh, we didn't even know you was on your way, but we just trusted, God, you were going to come see about us, and you came and visited us in a special way. You tapped us on our shoulder and told us it was going to be all right. You told us, oh, the battle is not yours, but the battle is mine. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, dear, because you're the undisputed heavyweight champion of the universe, and never lost the battle. We're grateful, Father, that we're on the winning side. We're grateful, Father, that we're connected to you. We're grateful, Father, that we have an opportunity to come to you every day, every morning in prayer. We thank you for the corporate prayer. We thank you for all the prayers of the believers right now in the name of Jesus. All those in Kansas City and New Mexico, all those in Arkansas, in Alabama, in Florida, in North Carolina, in New York, we thank you. We thank you. Kansas, we thank you for all those that are abroad, my God, praying underneath one faith, one baptism, and in unity in the spirit of the true and living God. We're grateful today, God. We're honored today, God, to be in your presence. We're honored today, God, to call forth thy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We appreciate everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to do right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we still believe you for miracles. We still believe you for what's on the prayer list last week. We still believe you that what we prayed for last month, we still believe that it's going to come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. We stand on your promises, God. We know that, God, that you're able, God. You're exceedingly abundantly more than able, my God, in the name of Jesus. God, we believe that you're going to turn the situation situation around for your good, God. We stand on it. We know it's coming to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give you victory today. The victory is in Jesus' name. The victory is in Jesus' name, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for in advance who are about to come down the pathway. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you would not leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we just thank you. And we just appreciative of your presence, God. How you came to visit us, God. How you came and covered us. We thank you. How you covered us in your precious blood. In your precious blood. The blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The blood that forgives us from all sin. The blood that turns our situation around. The blood that brought us out of darkness. The blood that delivered us from the dead and rose us again. My God, in the name, we thank you for the resurrection blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. And we pray, amen and amen. We thank you, Body of Christ Assembly. And we thank you for all our partners, our co-laborers in Christ all over this land, staying united, staying in the spirit of unity. We thank you and we appreciate you. But it's time to share. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and amen.
Amen. Wow. Yes. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're praying in the name of Jesus again all week. We're praying for all the government officials. We're praying for every branch. We're praying for the presidential election. We're praying. Hallelujah. If you have any fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. God is in control. And so we're praying that as his will be done, we're praying that, hallelujah, no person would get in the office that the Lord has not already predestined to get in there. And so we're praying for just the will of God to be done, the blessing of God to overtake and overshadow. And the scripture says, a nation that forget God shall be cast into hell. And so we don't want to be that nation. We don't want to be those people that forgot God. Hallelujah. So we're interceding. We're turning the page. We're turning it back to God. We're putting this country back in God's hands. Hallelujah. And so we're grateful for each and every prayer lead. We're grateful for every topic. We're grateful. Hallelujah. And we give God praise. Don't forget, your vote counts. And make sure you go out and vote. We're not telling you who to vote for, but we're telling you to make sure that's a priority in your life. Hallelujah. We glorify God. Again, go to our website, ekcministries.org. There's a lot of information on that website. And we want to encourage you all to use that information. Go in there and find something that will feed you and bless you. Again, there's a lot of food right there on that website. And so make sure you're eating and make sure you're seeking the Lord. Make sure you're being ministered to on a daily basis. And you can do that right there on ekcministries.org. And as you are there, make sure you upload your GPS. Make sure you put in your prayer request. And make sure you leave a special love gift so we can go forth in ministry more effectively. All right, people of God, I am your last prayer lead on today. Again, we're praying for Sister Keitha. We're praying for Brother Bernard. We're praying for Sister Mercedes and Sister Mary and Payne. We're praying for Brother Derek. We're praying for Mina. We're praying for Keitha, we're praying for all the kids. We're praying for our church in Africa. We're praying for that mission. We're praying for all those that are in nursing homes and rehabilitation centers. We're praying for all the sick and shut in on today. And make sure if you want special prayer, make sure you go to our website, again, ekcministries.org, and put in your prayer request so we can all pray together for your need. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this special week, God, that we have turned this prayer line into a prayer line that seeks you for our government, for all of our government branches.
God, for our mayors and our vice president, God. God, we pray for the Constitution this morning. God, we pray in Jesus' name for the presidential election and the vice president this morning, God. God, we've so far prayed for the Supreme Court, God, and the legislative branches, God. God, we pray for the U.S. Congress so far, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God. You said the heart of the king is in the hand, hallelujah, of God, and you can turn it whichever way you want it, God. And God, we pray that your perfect will be done, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that your perfect will be done, God. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over every branch of government, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that somebody would be in there that has a heart for you, God, that seeks you, God, that knows you, God, that have a relationship with you, God, hallelujah, and you speak to them, God. God, you touch them on the shoulder, God, and let them help your people, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you again for every branch of government, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for every elected already official, God, every elected official that's seeking a position, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for your grace and your power, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you're helping those that are, hallelujah, seeking office, God, that you're their strength, God. You're their supporter, God. God, that you're using them for your glory, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name. They may not even know that they're being used by you, God. But, God, you put in the office of who you want to put in, God. God, and we bind up the spirit of fear, God. God, we bind it up in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you that we're standing on your rock, God. We're standing on your will, God. We're standing on your word, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that no weapon that's formed against us will prosper, and all those that rise up will fall, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for your delivering power, God. God, we pray that we be a nation that seeks you, God, that seeks you first, God, that turns their heart to the king, God. God, you're the King of kings and Lord of lords, God. You're the author and the finisher of our faith, God. God, we stand on your word, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, that your will be done, God. God, we thank you, God, that your purpose and your magnificent work will be done, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for every, again, elected official, God. God, we pray for all those, again, that are seeking election, God. God, we pray that their heart is turned towards you, God. God, we thank you that their words are kind and seeking you, God. God, we bind up anything that's negative and not like you, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, that you are in control, God. God, we glorify you and we lift you up, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every branch of government now, the blood over the United States Congress, the blood over every legislative branch, the blood over the Supreme Court, the blood over our vice president and our president, the blood over our Constitution of the United States of America, the blood over our judicial branches. God, we plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, over every mayor, God, over every governor, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, would cover, the blood of Jesus would speak, the blood of Jesus would be right there before them in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Again, we say have your way throughout this election, God. Move by your spirit, God. God, let us be motivated to vote, God. Let us be motivated, hallelujah, to put our voice out there, God. Let us be motivated, hallelujah, to move and to go and to do, God. God, let us be motivated, hallelujah, to speak through our vote, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, because our vote does matter, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. that as we seek you first, God, hallelujah, the kingdom of heaven will prevail, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We repent, God. We turn our life, our ways back to you, God. God, we ask that you wash us and forgive us, God. Forgive the nation, God. Forgive all of us who have not sought you first, God. Forgive all of us, hallelujah, who have not put you first, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, that you are in control, God. God, we thank you again that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord and you turn it whatever way you will, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you are moving on king's hearts, God. God, you are moving on our elected officials' heart, God, that they may do what's best in for us, the people, God. God, we thank you that you're giving them strength, God. God, we thank you that as they seek office, that no hurt, harm, or danger would come nigh them in the name of Jesus Christ, God. As they get in office, God, we pray that no hurt, harm, or danger will come nigh them, God. God, we pray against the enemy, God. God, we pray against, hallelujah, people that are trying to plot and scheme against them, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name. Again, the blood covers, God. The blood moves, God. The blood does the work, God. God, we thank you that we're standing on your word, God. We put the cross before this nation, God. God, we put your son over this nation, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that your son's blood, God, would overtake us and overshadow us, God. Oh, God, again, we repent, God. Wash us, God. Wash this nation, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I don't know if you all are or have heard this speech or not, but I'm going to play this speech from Dr. Martin Luther King. It says, "We shall overcome." I'm going to try to, hallelujah, get it and pull it up, hallelujah, and play it. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. They used to sing that when they were locked up in the cells.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe. We shall overcome. No, I joined hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it. We shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. Physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death. Then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory's won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators, but we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. Yeah. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. With this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great top meeting in the corner.
Yes, we shall overcome. That was way back in the 60s. Dr. Martin Luther King had a vision back then that saying that we shall overcome. And whatever the election brings us, we shall overcome. We shall, hallelujah, have strength. We shall, hallelujah, move forward throughout whatever. So don't be fearful. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. God is in control. All right, people of God, it's time for us to go to our next form of ministry. We're doing that on our YouTube channel for our daily bread. Go to online to our YouTube channel, look up Bishop Eric K. Clark, and he'll be live on our daily bread teaching us the word of God. And so go forth, hallelujah, and make sure you're being fed on a daily basis. Go to our website, EKC Ministries. There's ministry there for you. We encourage you to take part in whatever type of ministry that will bless you. And then make sure you leave a seed, leave an offering, so we can reach more. All right, people of God, it's time for our daily bread. God bless you and have a blessed, wonderful day. We will see you tomorrow. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. All right, blessings. Bye.